It is He, Jesus Christ, the true life. It is He who gives hope and purpose to our existence, opens our minds, our hearts.
Hi, this is Justin Stroh, and welcome to this new evangelization. The Lord was pleased to receive the suffering, the mission of His life. It was this that He came to accomplish through and not to avoid. It was going to be through His suffering, not despite it. And we want to place our trust totally in this suffering servant because we want to be like Him. We want to honestly take what belongs to us. I remember some years ago when I had the flu, and I remember just being miserable in my bed about it. And somehow a grace came to me. It must have been my guardian angel. And I heard this interior voice say to me, or ask me this question, "Don't you deserve it?" I could only answer, "Yes. I deserve this." And the more I began to pray this way and say, "I deserve it," I became more and more desiring to please Jesus, who doesn't deserve any of this, who is completely and totally innocent. I'm confident that He'll receive my suffering because He is innocent of anything deserving of the suffering He endures for our sake. His works are trustworthy, and my soul waits upon Him. He is my hope. He is my shield. And He has passed through the doors of heaven, in through the veil, before the Father, and He is interceding on my behalf. Why should I fear the persecution of evil? There's nothing to fear, for God Himself is doing battle for me. He shows me sympathy, and I don't deserve it. He washes my feet. Why? About 100 years ago, there were 3 shepherd children, and they had this incredible encounter with the Holy Mother of God in Fatima, Portugal. And when Our Lady came to them, she said, pray very much, for our Lord has great designs of mercy upon you. And she went on to tell them about the suffering in the world and the reason it was there, and how our Lord was designing a way to change that. All we needed to do was to repair. To repair for the damage done, for the insults against God, by enduring our own sufferings that we already have. And she asked these children, "Are you willing to do this?" And they said, "Yes," right away. The apostles said, "Yes, Lord, we will drink the cup that you have for us." But they had no clue what that cup was. And neither did these children of Fatima. Each one of us wants to serve the Lord right away, even though we'd have no clue what that really means. Why? Because He's so good. He's so good. We can offer the basic sufferings of our life. Perhaps you're in a hospital bed. Maybe you're on your dying bed. Maybe you just had an accident. You can offer this for the love of Jesus. It's a prayer. It's a very basic prayer. It was taught by an angel to those children in Fatima. Oh Jesus, it is for love of you, for the conversion of poor sinners, and for reparation for sins against the Immaculate Heart of your Mother. Spend some time on your knees this week. Recognize that our Lord has given you great power by by just simply making yourself available to what he wants to do through your desires for peace in the world. Yes, you can change the direction of those that want to do others harm and bring about war in the world. You can, because Jesus Christ has made a way for this. And because he made a way for it, we have a particular responsibility to do it.